Today we're building a stepper jungle rag cut in Ableton Live 12, and the big goal is not just to make a loop that hits hard, but to make the arrangement feel alive. In this style, the track has to breathe, talk, and keep moving across 8-bar phrases without losing that heavy DJ-ready impact. So think of this lesson as a lesson in control. We're going to control the drums, control the bass movement, control the vocal answers, and most importantly, control the automation so the tune keeps developing instead of looping on autopilot. Start by sketching the full 32-bar shape in arrangement view. Don't jump straight into sound design and get lost there. Lay out the roadmap first. Color code your tracks if that helps speed things up. Drums on one group, bass on another, vocals on another, and returns for echo, reverb, and crunch. That structure matters because with jungle and stepper material, the automation decisions are part of the composition, not an afterthought. Set the tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. That gives you the right pressure for the genre, fast enough to drive, but still roomy enough for the break edits and vocal chops to speak clearly. Now build the drum foundation. Put the kick on beat 1 and the snare on beat 3 for that stepper backbone. Under that, layer a chopped break. The break is where the jungle energy comes from, but don't let it fight the kick and sub. High pass it so it lives more in the mids and highs. Use EQ8 and start somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz on the high pass. If the break feels boxy, take a little out around 400 to 600 Hz. If it needs more air, add a gentle high shelf. On the drum bus, use glue compressor lightly. We're not trying to flatten the drums. We just want them to lock together. A 2-to-1 ratio, only a few dB of gain reduction, and a medium attack is enough to glue the kick, snare, and break into one solid shell while keeping the transients alive. Now let's build the bass system, because this is where the phrase movement really starts to live. Split it into two layers. First, a sub-layer. Keep this dead simple. Mono, clean, stable. Use operator for a sine, or a very low-passed wave-eatable patch. Put utility on it, set width to 0, and keep everything above about 90 to 120 Hz under control. The sub is the foundation. Don't dirty that up too much. Then build the mid-bass, or reese layer. This is the part that can move. Use wave-eatable, an analog-style patch, or a resample distortion chain. Add a little saturator or overdrive, then shape it with auto-filter or EQ8. This is the layer we're going to automate to create tension and release. Here's a key advanced idea. Don't leave the bass open all the time. That kills the drama. Instead, automate the filter cutoff so the bass speaks in phrases. In the first few bars, keep it more closed, then gradually open it, then pull it back for tension, then open it again for the next statement. If you're using wave-eatable, you can also automate wave-eatable position or oscillator movement so the tone morphs over the drop. Now bring in the rag of vocal cuts. Chop them into short, punchy phrases like come again, move it, rude b-boy, or whatever fits your source material. The trick here is to treat them like percussion, not like a lead singer floating over the top. Place them in call and response with the drums. Let the voice hit after the snare, or just before the bass lands, or on an offbeat gap. That's what makes the whole thing feel like it's talking back. Process the vocal with EQ8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the low end. Add a bit of saturator if it needs more presence. Then set up echo on a return for dub-style throws, and maybe a little auto-filter, so you can sweep the vocal in and out over the arrangement. And here's the important part, use space. In this style, less often means more. A single vocal stab placed in the right spot can hit harder than constant chatter. If you overfill the arrangement, you lose the rude, confident personality that makes rag a jungle work. Now let's talk about automation in the real sense of phrasing. We are not just drawing pretty sweeps. We are making the bass and vocals react to the drums. Start with a slow move on the mid-bass filter over 8 bars. Let it open gradually so the listener feels the track unfolding. Then use a faster, smaller motion on top of that, maybe a tiny wobble or little filter pulse every half bar or every 2 bars. That combination of slow macro movement and small rhythmic motion is what makes the automation feel musical instead of mechanical. A good pattern might be this. In bars 1 to 4, keep the cutoff fairly closed. In bars 5 to 8, open it so the bass fully arrives. On the last snare of that phrase, dip it slightly to create anticipation. In bars 9 to 16, keep the main groove rolling, but add tiny changes every couple of bars so it never feels frozen. Then in bars 17 to 24, introduce a switch up. Maybe mute the bass for a beat before a vocal hit. Maybe make the reese grow a little more aggressive. Maybe let the vocal answer first, then the drums respond. That reversal keeps the second half of the drop interesting. Use automation on the mid bass, not the sub. Unless you're intentionally creating a breakdown, the sub should stay stable so the track keeps weight. If the low end starts wandering too much, the whole thing loses its authority. Now set up your send effects. Create one return for echo, one for reverb, and one for parallel crunch or distortion using saturator or redux. Keep these returns under control and automate them only when they matter. For echo, try a quarter note or dotted eighth, with feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they sit behind the lead, not on top of it. Then automate the send level only on specific vocal chops or snare fills. For reverb, keep it short and dark. A decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.4 seconds is usually enough. High pass the return so you don't get muddy low-end wash. Then use tiny bursts of reverb before a drop or switch up. That gives you a dub pocket, a little negative space before the next impact. This is one of the biggest secret weapons in stepper jungle. Send automation creates contrast. If everything is always wet, nothing feels special. But if you reserve the delay and reverb throws for key moments, the drop gets bigger without adding clutter. Now shape the arrangement in clear 8-bar phrases. Think of it like a mini story every 8 bars. Bars 1 to 8 are the T's. Keep the bass filtered, let the vocal hints appear, and leave some space. Bars 9 to 16 are the main statement. Full groove, solid bass, more confidence. Bars 17 to 24 are the variation section. Maybe a break cut, maybe the bass pull, maybe a vocal jab in a different place. Bars 25 to 32 are the lift and exit. Add a fill, increase the crunch a little, and set up the transition out. That phrase thinking is important because DJs need to read your track quickly. If the structure is clear, the energy makes sense in a mix. A listener should feel the change coming before it fully arrives. Now let's add movement to the drums without destroying the punch. You do not want the drum bus constantly wandering around. Instead, automate subtle motion on the break layer only. A slight filter movement between about 4kHz and 12kHz can be enough. Add a little crunch from redux or saturator in just one bar before a drop, then pull it back. You can also slice a snare fill and automate its volume rather than overprocessing it. Often the cleanest move is the most effective one. If you want the drums to feel more urgent, nudge ghost hats or percussion with small velocity changes and tiny volume automation. That keeps the groove breathing while the kick and snare stay locked. At this point, listen at low volume. That's a great reality check. If the relationship between bass, drums, and vocals still makes sense when it's quiet, the arrangement is probably working. If it only feels exciting loud, then automation is probably leaning too hard on raw energy instead of real shape. Once the drop is functioning, print the best automation moments to audio. This is a huge advanced workflow move. Resample a bass phrase with a perfect filter swell. Resample a vocal throw with the echo tail. Resample a crunchy drum fill. Then chop those recordings and use them as arrangement accents. That turns automation into actual musical material, which is a very jungle way of working. Here's the deeper lesson behind all of this. In stepper jungle raga, the best automation does not feel like effects. It feels like phrasing. It feels like the track is breathing. It feels like the rhythm section is talking to the vocal, and the vocal is talking back to the bass. So as you build, keep asking yourself a few questions. What is the main motion in this section? Is the sub staying steady? Are the vocals leaving enough space? Is the second 8-bar phrase clearly different from the first? Can a DJ read the energy in a few bars? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. To finish, remember the core priorities. Keep the sub mono and stable. Let the mid bass carry the automation. Use vocal chops as rhythmic calls, not decoration. Shape the drop in 8-bar stories. Use filters, sends, distortion, and mutes to create tension and release. And always protect the punch of the drums. If you get this right, the result is not just a loop. It's a proper stepper jungle raga section that moves with authority, swings with attitude, and feels ready for the system. Now let's get into the session and build it bar by bar.